This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Just want to let you know, friends, if you want to check us out on YouTube, you can do that. You'll notice I'm wearing my Princeton University shirt. That's to give people the impression that I'm a lot smarter than I really am. But if you want to check it out, you can go over to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach, or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side, punch it on, and you can check it out. We're also taking notice that YouTube is cutting our traffic in half. For example, last night it will reach a plateau. It will reach a number to the far, to the height that it will go. And then the morning after, we'll find out that they're completely slashed right in half. Why they'd be doing that, I have no idea outside of the obvious, but now we see that we're going to have to deal with YouTube as well, friends. You can't just sit back and allow these people to violate your God-given rights and just consider how many hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution with their blood and sacrifice, fighting against the very people that you're now submitting to. That's how you need to look at this, okay? Because that's where we're at, friends. Quit putting up with this, deal with these corporations. They are not above the law. They want you to believe they're above the law. The bottom line is they're not. We are the law in this country. And until we are the strength of that Constitution, as Thomas Edison rightly said, nothing's going to change. Let's change things. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Yesterday, we had a caller, Steve, my friend out of Minnesota, call in, and he began to talk about the judges. And it's something that I want to cover today, because when you look at what's going on, I'll just give you one case in point, and then I'm going to jump on this topic, okay, because I want to try to get over to that of Harriet Truman or Tubman as well. Just today, we found out that a judge in Planned Parenthood baby parts trafficking trial demands jurors find the journalist guilty. I want you to pay attention to this, because this is something that we continuously highlight, how corruption is using the law against the law because they believe that they are above the law through totalitarian or authoritarian means, and they are arbitrary in their verdicts. It's their job to discover and apply what God's moral law says, justifying the righteous and condemning the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, not to play the activist or to legislate from the bench at will according to what they think. That's arbitrary. We don't want that, and it's not American government in any sense of the word. But if you go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll see this article written by senior editor, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, and he said, how can things get so twisted in the lands of fruits and nuts, i.e., the golden state of California is beyond me, but they are. When a journalist goes in and captures a baby murder mill, not only murdering innocent Americans under the guise of legality because the Supreme Court said so, and then unlawfully trafficking those murdered baby body parts, and then instead of government actually going after the criminals, making the one that exposed their crimes the criminal, something is really wrong in that system, such as the case in the trial of activist and journalist Dave Daladin. Okay, friends, check out the article, because it's exactly what we're going to address for the next two segments here. Folks, when injustice looks, when injustice smells, and when injustice has the color of law, it doesn't mean it's the law because they say so. Just because a police officer has a uniform on and a badge and he acts out in an unlawful manner doesn't mean that he's right. When he violates the law, he has forfeited his rights like anybody else has, and they have now become transgressors of the law, otherwise known as lawbreakers, 1 John 3:4, or dash criminals. Okay? They become criminals. Just because they have a black robe on and just because they're appointed to a bench doesn't make them right in what they come up with, friends, concerning their verdicts in any sense of the word. President Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said, "To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy." Oligarchy is where few rule over many. We've seen this take place back in the 60s, folks. I wasn't around, but I do want to say that in 1962. It's interesting how when the Supreme Court decided that they're going to say no more to public prayer in public schools, that 3% of the population said, yeah, and 97% of the American people went unheard. But what went unheard and what was out of sight and out of mind is God's moral law. So what you have is a bunch of unelected judges, nine of them sitting on a bench, advocating war against God's moral law and saying this is how it's going to be now because we said so. That is an oligarchy where few rule over many. Again, that is not lawful in this country. Now, folks, I know that there are many who are acting as if they were surprised to see what decision the Supreme Court would come out concerning a redefinition of marriage back, 8 years ago now? And the decision was brought about by nine attorneys who are unelected by the people. I also want you to keep in mind one of those unelected officials was none other or a judge, as they like to call themselves. Friends, officials, keep in mind is Alina Kagan. And Alina Kagan was actually one that was appointed by, no doubt, a plant to destroy Harvard. Christ for the Church and to the Church for Glory was the slogan for Harvard, for those that did not know that. It's still posted on their walls, on their premises, their school campus. But keep in mind, Alina Kagan, she never judged a case a day in her life. She was appointed to Harvard to queerify Harvard, and Alina Kagan's also known, friends, as one that was responsible for attacking our U.S. military on school campus there at Harvard. Okay, so I want you to understand to the degree that you are dealing with corruption. Because what we see is the courts have shown once again their utter disregard for the republic and the rule of God's moral law, common law. By what? Advocating what God clearly condemns. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and Romans 1:24. The list goes on. Friends, we need to begin to call them for what they are. They're injustices. They're tyrants with black robes on. And we're seeing more of this all across the country. I want to say this to you really quick as a side note. Just this morning, I went out to a local city and met some people concerning what's going on with the invasion of those from the Middle East into the state of Minnesota with the help of Marxist and criminal totalitarianist Keith Ellison, the now Attorney General. And he said, as they shared with me what was going on, I said, well, why is this going on? He said, because people are afraid to talk about it. I want to tell you something, friends. While you're busy destroying yourselves, foreigners, through your silence, foreigners are coming without, and they're going to do to your country what you don't want them to do to your country unless you begin to speak up. It's your country, and folks, I'm telling you what, there are those that are here to dispossess today. We'll be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about a group of people I was talking to this morning. I went and met with them this morning and asked what was going on, and they were sharing with me details and information that I had not known of because we've been out on a national level for so long. And we're back home now, and we're paying attention to what's going on here in the state of Minnesota, and they told me what was going on. It's almost unbelievable what the people in the state of Minnesota are putting up with. And I said, well, why is it that you have, you know, 120,000 Somalis come into the state of Minnesota? We know that Keith Ellison's trying to hand off the state of Minnesota to the Somalis from the Middle East. That's why he wants a 300% increase, along with Tim Walz and the first sodomite sheriff in the state of Minnesota in Minneapolis. They're all Plants friends, major voter fraud, just as a reminder. And I said to him, I said, well, why is it that you have such a small percentage of people that you're rolling over in the face of? And they said, well, Bradley, people are afraid. Really, what are they afraid of? I said, it's interesting, folks, that our forefathers, they made the ultimate sacrifice. Our family members, I come from a military family, they make the ultimate sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have. And their posterity sits on and they submit to the very things that they themselves sacrifice themselves fighting against. Just think about that, friends. You've submitted to what our family members died fighting against. In so many different ways. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. My grandpa's in World War I. My uncles were in World War II. My dad was in Korea picking up body parts. My cousin was killed in Vietnam, and then the list goes on. What, it's okay for your family members to fight against tyranny? But when they come in your backyard, you just let them do what they want to do? You give them a pass to do what they want to do? You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. And you don't deserve the freedoms that they fought to give you. And that's the bottom line, because it's happening on a major scale in the United States of America. You know, it was right. This is a credit to Abraham Lincoln when he said, to sin by silence when they shouldn't protest makes cowards of men. That's exactly right. And why do they do it, friends? Don't call yourself good when you tolerate evil to prevail, because you're not good. You're wicked, and you're just as bad as the people that you allow to dispossess, that are, in fact, dispossessing you and your children. You're enslaving your children. Your silence is enslaving your children. And again, you're the worst of men, and your legacy is going to be that you're a coward, and you aren't worth the freedom that was given unto you in any sense of the word. That's the truth of the matter. And you fear the face of man, which brings about a snare. And how many of you call yourselves Christians, and yet the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 1:7 that we've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind? You're a succumber, you're not an overcomer. And I'm sick and tired of professors walking around calling themselves Christian when Christian, namely Christ, and the witness of the Spirit are MIA. Because the Spirit of God's not going to bear a witness to your compromise and your fear. Read Revelations 21 verse 8 when you get a moment. You're worthless. You truly are. And you need to repent. Tell the truth and shame the devil. 2 Timothy 1:7. Forgive me. I said 1 Timothy. Going back to when injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law, keep in mind again what President Thomas Jefferson said, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Oh, America, you've been there for the last 4 and 5 decades. This isn't something new. When you begin to look at what you've allowed the courts to do, friends, it's a disgrace. You've allowed 9 unofficial, unelected individuals to put on a black robe to play the position of the divine when they war against the divine. That is what their presence is intended to bring about, friends, is the presence of the divine in the sense of making reference and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And keep in mind, the purpose of government is to restrain men from breaking his law, sin. Just ask John Adams that one. And the second one is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. And the third purpose of government is to maintain order. And we're seeing just the exact opposite coming from our said representatives. And when it comes to the judges, friends, these injustices are acting outside of their scope of authority. I've highlighted this a million times, but it's worthy of bringing it forth again, as well as engaging in anything but good behavior. When you go to Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, it says, "The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the Supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior." Hey, folks, when they violate the law, that doesn't mean they're sitting in good behavior any longer. That means they're now bad, sitting in enduring bad behavior, unlawful behavior, acting outside of their scope of authority. That means that's when the American people step up and play the men just like their forefathers did in giving us what we have today and actually protesting these individuals and removing these individuals and charging these individuals. But that's just way too far out there, isn't it? That's out of sight and out of mind, isn't it? Because they're protected. They can do whatever they want. Say 325.7 million people allowing a small minority to destroy a system in which brings about freedom. Nope, now it's working against itself. We're destroying ourselves, America. Hey, America, just keep in mind, nobody's doing it to us. We're doing it to ourselves. Read Numbers 32:23. Our sin is finding us out. Period. Okay? What we're doing is allowing corruption to reign, and we're leaving out justice, and we're receiving the just recompense from heaven because we're allowing it to take place. Okay? That's what this comes down to. Again, the judges, both of the supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior. Good behavior. Good behavior. Good behavior. And keep in mind, friends, if you go to Article 6, Section 2, we also know what it says there. Article 6, Section 2 tells us that the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, which shall be made pursuance thereof in all the treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, not party and affiliations, not the Republicans, not the Democrats, not the bad guys, not the judges, right? Shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. In other words, they are null and void. You know what's null and void in America today? The self-professed Christians. You know what's null and void today? The self-professed patriots. You know what's null and void today, friends? Those that call themselves conservatives. They're yesterday's liberals. They're worthless, friends. They've lost their salt. They've lost their savior. And they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. And that's exactly where America's at today. And America deserves exactly what it gets. Why? Because it remains silent. It doesn't. It just lets corruption do what corruption does. Their silence adds strength to their tyranny. They just let them do what they want to do. And guess what, friends? They do it. And guess what, friends? They are doing it. I'm sick of it. I've been sick of it for years, as you well know. Folks, their decision, let's just go back to marriage, for example. The decision, listen to this carefully, their decision, their opinion, their interpretation, their findings, contrary to the law that they are to apply to the case, was what? To redefine marriage. Doesn't belong to the state. There's lines between church and state barring the government from what they're doing today. There's an erected wall. Read the findings of Danbury 1802 by Thomas Jefferson, because lines between church and state, the way you've been taught, is completely backwards, just for the record. Okay. So their recent decision regarding going back, the redefining of marriage to include sodomites, homosexuals, to marry each other. Again, friends, keep in mind, this has never been in the history of mankind. So just keep in mind, friends, this is called the daring of the justice of God. And don't think it just falls to the people that are advocating the crime. It also falls to the accomplices who stand back and do nothing concerning those that are advocating the crime. I just shared with you that Alina Kagan, who sits on the bench, never judged a case a day in her life. She's known for queerifying Harvard. I warned the American people concerning her back in December of 2012. Also keep in mind, the information on Alina Kagan was not given to the American people until after her confirmation. Alina Kagan had never judged a case a day in her life. Alina Kagan never judged a case a day in her life. She's known for queerifying Harvard, and she sits on the bench, and nobody says a thing about it. But what they do listen to is their decisions. It's a pretended authority. Folks, it's a pretended authority that you're submitted to. Because it's not a lawful one. I just read Article 6, Section 2. The supreme law of the land is what? The U.S. Constitution. And the judges are what? To adhere to it, both in the inferior and in the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Is that what's happening? Absolutely not. Folks, now they're saying, look what they're doing with guns. I'll get back to that in a minute. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person was killed and five others were injured after a student opened fire at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. As far as the suspect, Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
We do have him described as a male Asian juvenile, and we do know that he is a member of the student body.
The suspect is in custody at a local hospital after suffering a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says apprehensions at the southern border have decreased by 70% since its peak this May. Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan breaks down the numbers of apprehensions at the border for the month of October.
This month, the month of October, has continued with that trend, reaching a 14% decline compared to September, with just over 42,000 apprehensions.
USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staff. Visit RobertHalf.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, just talking about what is going on here. And interestingly enough, I'm doing something here, live radio. But interesting, I'm highlighting what injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law. Just because it looks, smells, and has the color of law doesn't mean that it's law. I just shared with you yesterday, friends, that the Supreme Court now rules that Sandy Hook parents can sue Remington for the deaths of children. I did a whole show on this yesterday. If you haven't seen yesterday's show or heard it, download it. Go on to YouTube. You can check it out. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. Or go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm speaking to a whole lot of people in this country that are forsaken the living God. And they're cursed. They're rebuked by the Lord. They're confused. Daniel 9, verse 7. Why? Because they've left off their Lord, said Daniel. Isaiah 59. It's your sins that have separated you between you and your God. Where's that? Isaiah 59. Folks, I can go across the board from Genesis to Revelation, giving you scripture as to why America is in trouble today. He said that the nation that forgets me, I'll turn it into hell. Psalm 9:16. Read 9:17 as well. God is known by the judgments that he executes. The people don't bring forth judgment, enforcement of the law. To establish judgment and peace within the gate, what happens? Well, you get what you got today. Right? The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, evil men understand not judgment. No. And what do? They praise the wicked. The Bible says those that forsake the law, God's law, they praise the wicked. What's happening today? They're praising the wicked as they forsake God. It's exactly what's happening. Someone just said on one of my live chats just a moment ago, Christians need to better stop putting their trust in Trump. Yeah. I know you got these absolute boneheads like Ann Coulter who write books like In Trump We Trust. In Trump We Trust. Folks, that's blasphemy. That's dangerous. We hear these false prophets saying, you better get on the Trump train. Folks, that is counter to Scripture. That is counter to the living God. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Also read Isaiah 30. And Isaiah 30 will tell you everything I'm trying to say in a nutshell, friends. It will. Isaiah 30. Read the whole thing. Okay? Now, with that, I want to get back over to this because I was just highlighting the fact that the Supreme Court now rules, folks, that they want you to believe that they're the final say. They are not. Rules Sandy Hook parents can now sue Remington for the deaths of children. That's insanity, friends. That's insanity. That's like blaming the manufacturers of spoons for people becoming obese. It really is. That's how ridiculous it is. They need to be vetted. They need to be removed. Their records need to be gleaned, and they need to be charged. It's that simple. You want the Resolve America? You turn into the Sons of Liberty Radio.com today because you want the answers. I am giving you the lawful answers based off the Word of God and the Constitution. And you look at the history of government in our country, you will find what I'm telling you is exactly right. You want resolve, judgment is your answer. You don't want resolve, keep doing what you're doing, and that's nothing for a good portion of you. Folks, the government was set to protect man from criminals, and the Constitution was written to protect man from the government. Governments, folks, those that represent us are not the law. The law is our law. If they fade, if they wander from the law, guess what? Then we remove them. It's time to hold government individuals and agencies for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. That's right. You want to win the game, you better take the law and shove it down their throat and mean what you say. Because there's no other way. There really isn't. I gave you another headline just this morning concerning what's going on in this country. And I just brought up, the first article that I brought up, friends, just to show you that it's happening today, that the judge in Planned Parenthood baby parts trafficking trial demands that jurors find the journalist guilty. Why does he want the journalist found guilty? Because he is getting paid under the table. A gift blindeth the eye. Okay, he wants the whole country to be blind. Okay? And with that said, he wants you to believe that those that expose criminals are the criminals. But this is the Supreme Court. And then I shared with you during the last segment, friends, that silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless because not to speak is to speak. And not to act is act. And if you read Exodus 20, the third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Don't call yourself a Christian unless you practice what you preach. And here comes the recompense. I didn't say it, the Lord did. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You better practice what you preach. Okay? I'm not going to try to scare you to move you in the right direction. I do what I do out of gratitude. Okay? And I walk in the fear of God, departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6, because I have a love for what Jesus Christ did for me while I was guilty on the cross, redeeming me back to the Father. That's why I do what I do. Just for the record, because there's a lot of foolish people out there that want to try to make out in their own reprobate minds what I'm saying, when in fact that's not what I'm saying. The problem you're having is I'm speaking to your heart, not your head, and you're just not used to that. I'm telling you the truth, and you're just not used to that. You're used to listening to controlled opposition, namely the talking heads on the conservative circuit across the United States of America, who are in fact working to make happy their sponsors, their golden calf, rather than to liberate a country by telling you the truth. Just for the record. And everybody that you're thinking of right now, controlled opposition, are the big names in conservative talk radio. Yep, those are the guys that I'm talking about. That's why they're making $20 million a year. That's why some of them are worth $500 million. They want to make sure they're making their sponsors happy, not God happy, not the American people liberated. It's about the money to them, and they're doing it out of the love for money. So just think about that. You think that they're the good guys? Really? They love you so much that they're not even willing to tell you the truth. Isn't that crazy? Folks, in Scripture, that's called hate. Okay? Just for the record. When injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law, I was just highlighting the fact that Alina Kagan, who sits on the bench, has never judged a case a day in her life. She was known for queerifying Harvard. Furthermore, to allow the Supreme Court to rule by oligarchy is illegal. They are allowing, again, less than 1.7% of the population to dictate law to everyone else. And you know how that happens? You keep everybody stupid. And that's what they're doing in public schools today. Okay? You want the answers, you're going to have to read to the lines. Christians, you are called to be the repairer of the breach. You are called to go right the wrongs. You are called, Christians, to bring the answers to the world. You are not to be a problem. You are not to block the answers to the world. Because the Bible says, out of our bellies flow rivers of living waters. And we are empowered by the Holy One of Israel to bring the answers to the world that God has commanded that we bring. And if you're not doing that, you are no more a Christian than Judas was. For the record. Hey, folks, again, let me remind you about the Supreme Court. This is the same court that voted to allow the murder of the innocent in the womb, calling it a woman's choice. Right? And now we see these women all over the place. Stop the war on women. Just think about that. They advocate the murder of their own children, the fruit of their womb that God has wonderfully and fearfully created. They kill them off. And then when people call them out for their crimes against God and man, they hold up signs stating, stop your war against women. We're the victims here. This is how they're all doing it. The homosexuals are doing it this way. The Muslims are doing it this way. The communists are doing it this way. The atheists are doing it this way. You know what? But enough of do you remember when you were a kid and you used to put the card inside of your spokes on your on the back wheel and it would sound really cool like that? I'm doing that for those that are watching me. But folks, enough of the squeaky wheel, right? We got to bring the answers here. I want to bring up a couple more points though concerning the squeaky wheel that needs to be dealt with, friends. Again, keep in mind Article 6, Section 2. The Supreme Court is not the law of the land. The U.S. Constitution is. Okay. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, this devil, I mean, she is a piece of work. She's even illegally presiding over homosexual marriages, for those that didn't know. Folks, if she's not proclaiming her utter disregard in Egypt for the American Constitution, she blurts out the truth in her confusion when she said that she was under the impression that legalizing, speaking of abortion again, with the 1973 Roe versus Wade case would eliminate undesirables and the undesirable members of the populace. Or as she put it, populations that we don't want to have too many of. Population control, friends. She should have been indicted right then and there and brought to jail. Right then and there. She should have been impeached and indicted right then and there. Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. America, from where is the Supreme Court deriving all of their unconstitutional power from? I just want to know. Can somebody please call me and tell me? Where is the Supreme Court? Where are said representatives? Let's go back over to the Second Amendment. We could even talk about abortion, whatever the case is. Where are they deriving their just authority from the American people to eliminate the right to bear arms? Where did they get delegated authority from we the people to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb? Where did we the people in this country delegate authority to these individuals to go ahead and say it's okay for men to marry men and women to marry women? Where did they derive that authority? Can somebody please answer that? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want someone to tell me where did they derive their just powers and authority to delegate that which is unconstitutional, therefore illegal in the United States of America. I want to tell you where. They are doing it based on the ignorance of the American people. Read Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment. I'm going to sew this up. Final segment coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Trying to get you to think, friends, and I love you enough to tell you the truth based on the Word and the Constitution.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, this just popped up really quick. I want to share this with you. I'm talking about when justice looks, smells, and has the color of law. And I was just talking about Alina Kagan, who's known for queerifying Harvard. And I was also talking about how the Supreme Court, they reinvented the wheel, folks. They're creating war against God, and it's not a good place to put yourself or anybody individually or those that gather together against the Lord and against His anointed, found in Psalm 2, because they apparently haven't been paying attention to the past, because they're going to repeat it to show everybody exactly what happens when you do that. Not that that's the Lord's will, but it's their will. They want to show everybody how big and bad they are to refuse the moral law of God. I wanted to show you in comparison as to what you're dealing with. Did you see this just yesterday on sonsoflibertymedia.com, speaking of lesbians such as Alina Kagan? Lesbian beats 7-year-old son to death because he won't dress like a girl. Did you hear what I said? A 7-year-old boy was eventually beaten to death by his lesbian mother after he was tormented and tortured by her for refusing to dress like a girl. Carl Ramon, a 7-year-old boy, was beaten to death by his own mother and her lover because she refused to dress like a girl. Okay. He was starved, whipped, battered, hammered, and burned with cigarettes, and frequently physically abused by his murderer. Okay. When he refused to dress like a girl, Carol received severe blows to the stomach, the 7-year-old boy, and head that caused damage to his organs. They took him to the community hospital, but the boy no longer showed vital signs. At the autopsy, authorities discovered that Carol had bruises on his body as well as scars from cigarette burns and blows caused by heavy objects, so they opened an investigation in the folder against the couple. What they did to him was just unthinkable, friends. Unthinkable. caused a little 7-year-old boy. This is crazy. I could do another whole show on this, friends. I'm just going to go back to the next point. Also have, just recently, Daily Mail reported, just to show you the severity and what these people are capable of. Lesbian moms killed their 6 adopted kids after, listen to this, after social workers began investigating reports the children jumped out of high windows to beg for food from neighbors and were whipped with belts. Okay. What's interesting is the lesbian couple, they then ended up driving over the end of the cliff, killing all of them after the investigation was opened. Okay. Just to show you, friends, why these are abominable individuals, they're reprobates. And if you look at high-profile criminals, friends, the top-rated serial killers in America were sodomites, for those that didn't know. They were homosexuals. Here's another one for you. Lesbian couple, this is brand new, too. This is on LGBTQ Nation. Well, that's interesting. Lesbian couple confesses to butchering their child because he wanted to be a girl. Okay, you know what they did to this little boy? Beautiful little man, Ruan Candido. Beautiful little man. A mother and her lesbian partner are accused of castrating and beheading the little 9-year-old boy because he wanted to be a girl. Isn't it interesting that the lesbians dress to be a man, and the homosexuals, the sodomites, they act like women? They're testifying against themselves of the truth of the matter. It's called perversion. And I also want to remind you, friends, that over 100 homosexuals from the LGBT and Muslims were just elected to office in the United States of America. That's on top of Barack Hussein Obama appointing over 225 homosexuals, lesbians, and transgenders to government positions during his criminal tenure. I just wanted you to understand what you're submitting to, what you're silently submitting to. This is what you're submitting to. You're allowing these people to commit such heinous crimes through your silence. Okay. Americans are still under the delusion that the Supreme Court justices are appointed for life. I got a question for you, friends. I've heard this from the likes of John Hagee. Preachers. I remember hearing this one in the 90s. It's like, what the heck are you talking about, dude? Why are you lying to the people in the church? The law of truth is supposed to be in your mouth, Malachi. Right? You're supposed to convert people from the lie to the truth, and you're sitting there telling them that the Supreme Court, they're not above God's intervention. He can intervene. No, you're commanded to teach your congregants to intervene. It's their government because they are a government, and the Supreme Court's a reflection of them in the government. Americans are somehow still under the delusion that the Supreme Court justices are appointed for life. No, they are not. That's completely inaccurate. If they sit during bad behavior, they're removed. It's the same thing with corrupt politicians, and it even goes to the People's White House, as you can see. Okay? It's just crazy what's going on here. I want to say this, too. I shared this with you during the first segment, but all the way up until 1962, prayer was the norm for virtually every school in America. And the Ten Commandments were posted in school hallways, right? Who said no more to that? The American people allowed the Supreme Court to play the oligarchy and say, you can't do this anymore. And the people quietly submitted. You deserve what you get, right? And then we find out in 1980, the Ten Commandments were taken out of schools. In the case of Stone versus Graham, the court made the following statement. Listen carefully. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments, which is not a permissible state objective. So what they just told you is, listen, we're not obeying God's law. So therefore, the kids don't need to do that neither. Let's get rid of the Ten Commandments. Let's lower the law. Let's dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt to drive them to the foot of Christ. Folks, they're all acting like their father. Don't you understand? In other words, the Supreme Court helps advocate the crime rather than prevent the crime. That is not their purpose. Psalm 19:11. Read it when you get a moment. And you know what's interesting? Is nobody can speak in the contrary to what I'm sharing with you right now. Nobody can. Nobody can. But the stadiums are filled every week. They're filled every week. It shows you what their heart's set on, right? The Supreme Court has a lawful obligation and duty to execute judgment upon crime, not to encourage it, but that's what they're doing. Okay. This is the same court that has delegated, that has transgressed its delegated authority over and over and over again, giving the American people the finger saying, we're the law, we're above God, you are not, submit or else. All right? Psalm 94, verse 20, Isaiah 5, 20, and Psalm 2. Thomas Jefferson goes on again, speaking of judges, the opinion which gives to judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not, not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch. What is it, friends? What is it, if not despotic? It's arbitrary. Okay, so when you look up despotic, I want to give you the actual definition from Webster's 1828. Arbitrary or despotic, we defined arbitrary yesterday, at their own will, right? And it said also that this usually takes place upon the ruins of liberty. Well, if it becomes arbitrary, it's because the people are arbitrary. It's because, as the Lord said to Jeremiah, my people would have it so. They don't know what's coming, though. And keep in mind, Jeremiah was set to tell the people to repent. Right? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand, like his big brother and the influence of the Holy One of Israel, the Holy Ghost. Well, guess what? That was the message as well. And judgment was right around the corner. But the people still said they wouldn't have it that way. And if you read Jeremiah 6:16, read the whole chapter. That's right. What I'm telling you right now, and when you refuse it, and you say we don't prefer the old paths, where the Bible says that you would know peace, well, this is what's coming. This is what's going to fall upon you. Well, that's what's coming, and this is what's going to fall upon you, because you refuse to choose the ways of the Lord. Read Proverbs 1 as well, friends. Read the whole chapter, namely the last quarter of that first chapter. Okay, despotic, exercise of power, the exercise of power over subjects and others with a rigor not authorized by law or justice, or not requisite for the purposes of government. Hence, tyranny is often synonymous with cruelty and oppression. Is that what you're seeing today, is cruelty and oppression? Yep, that's right. That's right. Cruelty and oppression. Why? Because the people will not go back to the old paths where the Lord said that the ways are peace. Okay? No, we would not have it so, they said. The opinions which give to judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and which are not, not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch. Is that what's happening? Yep, that's what's happening today. See, the new Supreme Court seems to be set in place to destroy rather than preserve. They are teachers attempting to train up America's posterity by tearing down the American Constitution and recreating it in their own devilish image. Read Jeremiah 5:31. Okay? It's been said that to take all the robes of all the good judges that ever lived on the face of the earth, that they would not be large enough to cover the iniquity of one corrupt judge. Well, how about nine judges? Jackson said, President Jackson, if the Supreme Court is to be the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is our ruler.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.